bonds, mutual funds, and collateralized debt obligations will no longer sound like some strange dialect of Portuguese. While this is not a personal finance book, the principles of economics it describes will help keep your own financial house in order. In economics, expectations become reality, and money is just a social construct. That's not boring. That's mind-blowing. After reading Economics 101, you'll come to know and love concepts like diminishing marginal utility and everyone's new favorite, quantitative easing. Wrapping your mind around these ideas will help you make better sense of the economy around you and why people behave as they do in money matters. Hint, it's not always rationally. You can even put the information to use by teaching your boss about controlling variable costs and maximizing profits. Exchange rates and savings flows will be like child's play for you. Capital and investment will take on a whole new meaning, and constructing a CPI and deflating nominal GDP will be second nature to you. Your poet hippie cousin that lives in a van and plays guitar will be thrilled when you explain to him why he is technically not unemployed. Economics isn't just about defining abstract terms like some of those I've mentioned. It's actually an exercise in philosophy. By that, I mean economics impacts every aspect of your life and influences everything that you do. And I mean everything. Economics teaches that nothing is free. Costs are involved with every choice, even if the choice doesn't seem to have any bearing on money matters at all. Economics isn't something done by nameless groups somewhere far from home. All economic decisions are made by individuals. Individuals bear the cost of these decisions. Yes, that means you. Economics is personal. They do not set prices. We set prices. After reading Economics 101, you'll know why the world works as it does. Here, you'll learn such things as why you can have too much of a good thing. Utility is diminishing. Why unemployment by any other name is probably not unemployment. Why what is true in the long run might not be true in the short run. Why policymakers who manage expectations can manage reality. Why, if given a choice between inflation and deflation, you should choose inflation. Why individuals are better at managing their finances than our governments. Ready to start exploring the mind-expanding world of economics? Let's go. What is economics? Taking the dismal out of the dismal science. You open the door to your fridge and gaze at the food inside and declare, "There's nothing to eat in this house." Later, you walk into a closet full of clothes and then think, "I have nothing to wear." You are faced with scarcity. You never have enough of what you need or want. The fact is, you have plenty to eat and many clothes to wear. You chose to ignore the options you faced then and there, but eventually you know you will relent and eat the apple next to the shriveled grapes at the bottom of the bin, and then put on the shirt and pants you hate. You are a creature of economics. Given scarcity, you look at the choices you face, evaluate, and then choose. Studying scarcity. Economics is the study of how individuals, institutions, and society choose to deal with the condition of scarcity. It is fascinating to see how people react to scarcity. Some